There were no airplanes. Now there are. That's not for some.
Okay, I just wanted to add one thought to the Mixus Younger Gula. That and that is by the Nazir, or by the Nazir case, let's take, it's the simplest case. What I meant to say originally, okay, just to come follow through on what we said originally, is that the phenomenon of measuring is different. The type of measuring is a completely different kind of a measuring. You're measuring a magnitude and you're measuring nazir. When we're talking about measuring the nazir, the days of the nazir, there is no reality that we're trying to correspond to. In other words, there is no natural duration of nazir that we're trying to put in terms that are comprehensible to a person. For instance, if I tell you how long does malicha take, okay, so that's a natural phenomenon that has in its own right a duration, right? It's a process that has by its nature a duration. The only thing is, you're not familiar with its duration, and you're not familiar with the process enough to know when it started and when it stopped. So I'll give you another duration that you are familiar with for you to keep track of it. You understand? But the keeping track of it is apart from what it is. Right? It has its own integral duration. Okay? Because it's a process, it has a beginning and an end, right? Like any other process, it really should be defined by the phenomenon itself of when does all the blood come out. So you could, if you were an expert, you could see when does the liquid that's draining off of it get clear enough to be not considered dam anymore, right? But if you're not an expert, I'll give you. But that also happens in a certain. That also happens after a certain duration of time, right? So I can give you another way of. I can give you a way of knowing it, not by the process, but by the time that the process takes. But the point is, there is an intrinsic phenomenon that's occurring and has its own duration, okay? But by the nazir, what I'm proposing is there is no natural duration, okay? There is no natural duration that we're trying to measure with other things. You understand? It's not that when a person becomes a nazir, it's a phenomenon that lasts a certain amount of time. And now it's just a question of knowing when it ends. Keep track of it so that you know when it ends. Right? It's one continuous entity that is defined by the measurement. You understand? The thing is defined by, the time of it is defined by the measurement of it. It doesn't have a natural conclusion. It's not a process that concludes that I'm now trying to find another duration that is equal to it.
That's what you were saying on Monday when you said that measuring the lefty with a 10-meter scale,
yes,
doesn't make it 10 meters.
Exactly. Over here, exactly. That's what I mean to get back to my original thought. Sometimes in the explanation, I lose track of the original thought. So that's what I mean. The whole process is different. He is the nazir for 30 days. He is the nazir because we counted it out. That's what makes him. That's what makes the naziris end, is that we counted it out. You know what I mean? That is, the process is what makes it the completion of the entity. As opposed to other things where there's a natural phenomenon that we're just trying to see if it contains. Right? A lechi has to have, in its nature, it has to be a certain type of a stick. Meaning it has to be a stick with a certain magnitude. That's a certain type. Now, I'll need something else to reveal if it has that type. But over here, by the Nazir, he's not like, it's not like Malicha. Malicha is also a certain type of process. But the Nazir is a continuous phenomenon. There's nothing, there's no process of beginning and ending. There's no process. It's not a process. It's a continuous phenomenon. What makes, the thing is that we, it has to have a beginning and an end. It's artificial. So the what ends it is the count. It's Nazirus of a, he's we're not met, we don't get to the 30th day and say, now I see his Nazirus finished. The definition of the Zman of Nazirus is one that is noeg through a process. But it's not its own process. That's what I was trying to explain. That there's nothing, the Nazirus doesn't have in it the process that we're observing in the sunsets of the day. You know what I mean? Nothing in it of that phenomenon. That's where I think we lost everybody. But it's an artificial thing. It's an artificial phenomenon that has to have an artificial beginning and an end. Well, that this is saying these phenomenon that we call, that's what they call a malos. That the thing is when you have counted it out to a certain extent. That is the definition of the thing. It's not that the measuring is revealing something else. The measuring is part of what it is.
So it's not really like timing something.
Correct. That's where we lost track of things, right? By timing things. But over here, but what I meant to say by timing things was timing things that have no natural duration, right. That have no duration really, intrinsically. In of Yamim. So you're just counting it out by a minion of Yamim. There's nothing intrinsic in the days themselves. It's not days of Naziris that we're waiting to expire. It's the minion is the minion itself is the gvul. It has no natural gvul of time. The gvul of the time is the timing. Is the process that we use to time it. That is the gvul.
Was the gvul here? Is sunrise?
Oh, so the only thing is that we have that they learn when you, the process of timing using yomim according to the Torah is the day of the yom. You don't consider it to be counted until the day. That was what we had from the Rush, go to the Maram, the Maram Yerumber. That's just the question of what is it? You can't pick your own method. You have to use the method the Torah prescribes. The method the Torah prescribes of counting by yomim is counting by the morning. I'm not saying, but I'm not saying this is the only way to. I'm not saying it's the only possible way to count. Yeah. All right. So let's go back now to the question. As a machlokas, so Abba Shaul holds mixium kulo, but the Chumim do not. The only thing is, the Gemara says a strange thing. It says that even though the Chachamim do not hold mixium kulo, they agree with Abba Shaul in one case. Kishechal shmini shelo lios b'shabbos erev haregel. It's complicated. What does that mean? It means normally the Rabbana need yom hashmini to shave. They normally need yom shmini erev haregel to shave. Shmoni yom lefnei haregel to shave. Right? Because the shloshim has to start. And the shloshim hasn't started until the eighth day. Correct? What? The regular is mafsik the shloshim. No. So what? No. So if it's on. So they don't hold for mixiyom kulo.
Right.
So therefore, you need the shmini to be erev haregel, right? Good. Now let's say the shmini is erev haregel, but it's also Shabbos. So now he can't shave on his shmini. Right? Because it's Shabbos. So for some reason the Rabbanan say you can shave on Shvi Erev Shabbos. Shvi Erev Shabbos. Yeah, so how does that work? Yeah. So really the Gemara discusses it earlier in Yudzayin on Beis. Okay, did you get the Cheshbon over here? So the Gemara over here is discussing who can shave during the regel. Right? Mm-hmm. So there's one, the klal is you can shave during the regel if you are an anus erev regel. Right? Because it's a knas, you shouldn't come to the regel minuval. So for instance, what? Well, that's a separate question, but like, for instance, the cases in the Mishnah are someone who got released from jail, right? So he, or from captivity. So he didn't have a chance to have a regal. So he doesn't have the issue to shave during the regal. So, but the Brisa says like this. Says, Tana Kohen va'Avel mutarim b'giluach. A Kohen and an Avel are mutter to shave. So how is that possible? Hi Avel hechidami. So what's the case of the Avel? What's the case of the Ovel that's considered an onus erev haregel? Right? And is allowed to shave on the regel. How do you have a case like that? Right? What's the problem? What's the problem? Why is it hard to think of a case? No, just conceptually. Why is it hard to think of a case? Because why? Because you can only shave on the regel if what? No. You can only shave on the regel if what? If the regel is mafsik the shloshim. Right? You can only shave on the regel if the regel is mafsik shloshim. But if the regel is mafsik shloshim, then that would mean that you had a chance to shave before the regel. So it would seem an impossible thing. How could you say he can shave during the regel because he's an onus? The only reason he can shave during the regel is because he had a chance to shave before the regel. Intrinsically, he had to have had a chance. So how can you call him an honest? Ilema shechal shmini shelo be'erev haregel, which is the normal idea that the regel is mafsik the shloshim. Then iboy le legiluchi be'erev haregel. Then he should have shaved before the regel. He's just like anyone else. Right? Right. So Rashi says, Kvar hischil yom echad min ha-shloshim. Ho'ulu kvar hischil yom echad min ha-shloshim. V'zeho v'lo gileach erev haregel. Lo yigaleach haregel. So he's just a regular guy who didn't take advantage of, who didn't prepare for Yontif. Right? Okay. Ela shechal shmini shelo lios b'shabes erev haregel. So you can work it out like this. That really, the regel is mafsik the shloshim. How is the regel mafsik the shloshim? Because it was 8 days before the regel. But why wasn't he able to shave? Because it was Shabbos. Right? But then the guy says, no, he boiled the giluchi erev Shabbos. Even that guy is not an honest. He should have shaved erev Shabbos. Domar of Chisto, Amar Ravina, Bar Shilo, Halacha, Ka'aba Shol. That we hold like Abba Shol. Umodim chacham la b'shol b'shchal shmini shelo yos b'shabes erev regel shemutal galach b'erev Shabbos. So it's stuck. We're stuck because even this guy really should have shaved on erev Shabbos. Let's see Rashi. B'shabes erev regel v'ha'yo onos d'lo matzi legalach b'shmini erev regel lachim galach regel. So maybe that's the answer. That the case is he was an onos. Because since his shmini was Shabbos, he couldn't avail himself of the heter, right? So the Gemara says, no, he still should have shaved erev Shabbos. Shehu shvi. Why? Because even though we say the lach is like Abba Shol, dafilu lo kover lo shiva yom kodem regel, but lemen gedir shloshim, but the chacham amode, Afagav de Baushmona, even though the Chachamim normally require 8 days, Bishchashminilos Bishabis of Regal, Dahavi Onos, so when he is an Onos, because his Shmini is on Shabbos, Shemutal Galeach Be'er Shabbos, Shehushvi. So, yeah. So why does that work? I mean, Rashi is indicating it has to do with the fact that he's an Onos. Right? It has to do with the fact that he's an Onos. But I mean, how do you go so, how do you have such a wishy-washy rule over here? Either you hold Mixiyum Kul or you don't hold Mixiyum Kul. So what's the answer? Lo, Tzricha. Shechal, it's important to get this. Shechal, Shvi'i Shelo, okay, holding like whom? Like Abba Shaw, right? Shechal Shvi'i Shelo Lios B'Shabbos Erev Harego. Is that right? That what? His seventh day is what? Is Shabbos Erev Harego. Tana brought Sovar Lo K'Abba Shol. So the Tana that says this guy can shave, he holds like Abba Shol. Right, the Omer mixes a Yom Kukulo. V'Yom Shvi Ololo Lekan Lekan. V'Kevan De Shabbos Havi Onosu. It's important to get this straight. Okay, I'm sorry if I didn't stress it. So he says like this. That what? Hi Tana De Brisa De Tani Ovel Megaleach B'Moed. So the Tana who holds that the Ovel is allowed to shave during the Moed, he holds like what? Like Abba Shol. Yom Shvi Ol Lekan Lekan L'Shivu L'Shloshim. So here Rashi is much more speaks more generally that the seventh day. Now get this straight again. The seventh day is when
Shabbos,
and Shabbos is when Everego. Okay, so it's halachically the beginning of Shloshim. Shloshim is starting. Shiva is ending on Shabbos, and Shloshim is starting on Shabbos. No, that's the point I want you to take note of. The cave on the kvar hischilu shloshim iboy leligluchi kodem arego. So ordinarily, the shvi'i on erev arego, he should shave. Ela the Shabbos havi va'onasu lahochi megalech b'moed. So you see that what that Abba Shaul who holds mixas hayom kikulo. When the Shabbos is the seventh day, we'll not let you shave on the sixth day.
Right?
So, he won't let you shave on the sixth day. So now he's a genuine onus. Now he's a genuine onus. And what? So that's the Brisa. The Brisa counts the Ovel as one who can shave. Correct? So what about the Mishnah? What about the Mishnah? Tana didan sova laki rabbanon, and our Mishnah holds like the rabbanon. That what? The omri lo aminan mixas yom kukula vakati lo shalom avelus teshiva. So our Mishnah holds like the rabbanon. So therefore, shvi'i erev haregel shechalios b'shabbes, he can't shave on the regel. Why? Because his shloshim never started. His shloshim never started.
So what is he in during the regel?
Shloshim.
Oh, okay.
Right.
It wasn't started the levada.
That's right. Sovar kirabonon. Tana didan. The tani elu megalchem b'regel v'lo avel. Sovar kirabonon. The omri lo amri mixtum kulo. Ela shiva shleimim ba'inan. You need 7 full days. Vakati lo sholem avelus. The Shiva Kodem Regel. Avelus the Shiva Kodem Regel. The 7 days of Avelus weren't complete before the Regel. Velohavi Onus. He's not an Onus. He'd never had a chance to do it. It's not an Onus. He never had a Heter. Vafilu Lohavi Shabbos Lomotu Lagaleach. Even if it weren't Shabbos, he couldn't shave.
Right?
Nochi Namagaleach Mamoid. He's not going to be better off because it was a Shabbos. So what do you see from here? So you see from here two interesting things. That what? So what's the heter of the Rabbanon based on? That's what I'm trying to show. What's the heter of the Rabbanan based on? How are the Rabbanan matir to shave on the Shvi'i? When Shmini is Shabbos Erev HaRegel. Apparently they're going to have to say that the Shiva ended. Right? Mixes Yom Kukulo. They're going to have to say Mixes Yom Kukulo. Why? Why do I say that? Because how else can you shave on the seventh day? In other words, there's no heter of shaving during Shiva because of the regel. Right? Because otherwise, why wouldn't you say why don't you just say simple? Say if according to Rabbanan, if the Shvi is Shabbos, why can't if the Shvi is Erev HaRegel, let him shave? If covered a regel is so important, right, that you can allow him to break his Shiva, so just take a regular case of Shvi on. So for some reason. For some strange reason, so that's why it can't be that they're just saying you can break the Shvi. It can't be they're just saying that you can break Hilchos Shiva because of Kavod HaRegel. Right? Because if that were the case, you wouldn't need such a complicated fact pattern. All you need to say is that when if Shvi is Erev HaRegel, let him shave. Right?
So if
Just in general, that should be the din.
Right.
But for some reason, only when there's a shmini that he can't take advantage of, then we'll let him shave on the shvi. Yes. Yeah, so the Ritva tries to explain this. So the Ritva. Right. So the Ritva spells it out. He says even though it's still the seventh day of his avelus. And even though that what the Rabbanan don't hold from Mixas HaYom Kukulo, and in general, if the Shvi'i, if his Shvi'i is Erev HaRegel, like I said, it would be Usur, because the Regel is not Mafsik the Shloshim. Here they're Moda, that why? Because since his Shmini is Erev HaRegel, and if it were Chol, he could have shaved. They made his Shvi like his Shmini. Because he's an onus on the Shmini. And they say, and we say on the seventh day, Mixas HaYom Kukulo. But Mamanashach, if they're so concerned about Kavod HaRegel, so let them just every time the Shvi is Erev HaRegel, let him shave. Why? Because he's going to be frustrated on the Shmini? So they're going to save him out. I mean, what kind of an idea is that? And how does it work? And how does it work? If Mixas HaYom is not Kukulo in general, how does it work over here? In our Gemara on Yud Tes on Beis, the Ritva just has one line. He just says, he quotes Yerushalmi. He says, because of Kavod HaRegel, they were Mekel. Because of Kavod HaRegel, they were Mekel.
Right.
No, I, the facts?
Yeah.
The facts are, I think these are the facts you want, that when the Shmini is on Shabbos Erev HaRegel, and were it Chol, he would be able to shave Erev HaRegel and be Mevatel Hishloshim, right? Since he is an Onus with regard to that, they let him shave, they say on Shvi Mixiyam Kuklo. They say Shvi Kishmini. Yeah, right. Shvi Kishmini means the same. That's what I'm learning. Means the same thing. So one second. So answer my question. Just take it one step at a time. Simple answer to my question is: what's the difference if Shmini Shelo is Shabbos Erev HaRegel, or if Shvi is Erev HaRegel?
Because if you make Mixas HaYom Kukulo by if Shvi'i was Erev HaRegel, then the eighth day is the Regel.
Okay. So in a simple way of saying that, translation, is what? That you need a Shmini of Heter. For some reason the Rabbanan is saying, right? What are you saying? that they don't hold from Mixas Yom Kukula. They don't hold from Mixas Yom Kukula in general. But over here, they're saying you have a Shemini, where you have a Shemini of Heter that exists, but for some reason you can't avail yourself of it. Then what? Then what do we do? We'll be Makdim the Shemini. We'll be Makdim the Shemini. But if there's no Shemini of Heter, there's nothing to be Makdim. Right? Then the thing has to exist. Right? To be Makdim, the thing, it has to exist. So since normally, according to their rules, it doesn't exist on a Shvi of Haregel, there's nothing to be Makdim. That would be Borei. Right? So that they don't have. But if there's a Shemini,
you
can bring it in. Bring it in.
But
what kind of sense does that make? What kind of sense does that make? I'm just giving you the logic of how it works. You know what I mean? The mechanism is a mechanism of being Makdim. But therefore, the mechanism is limited to the case where there's a Shemini. But how do they just pick and choose these things? How do they just pick and choose these things? Now, we're resolving the question of, it's not a din of Kavod HaRegel itself is a matir to shave, right? It's a matir to be Makdim, the Shemini. But if there's no Shemini, there's nothing to be Makdim. Yeah, so on Yud Tes Lamed Beis, he just gives a one line at the end of paragraph Kavan. He says, "V'im kein lama modim b'yom shvi erev haregel." That's a mistake, no? Should be shvi either erev Shabbos or shmini erev haregel. The name of Miksaso Kikulo, Tirtu B'Yushami, to cover the regal shani. That's different. Cover the regal. Yeah. So what's the idea, though? What's the idea here? Yeah, the most Rav Kook has the right idea. Zimkein Loma Modem Bayom Shmini Erev Regal, not Yom Shvi Erev Regal. This is a mistake. Okay. Right, like the Gemara says over here, the Gemara Yud Zayin on the base says that what? Says the Rabban hold you need Yomim Shleimim, right? Yomim Shleimim.
Why, you don't hold by it?
Right, I mean, is it just a contradiction that they just, every regular, they just count differently? And what does Abba Shaul says? It's Ola Lekan Lekan. And what does Rashi say? Ola Lekan Lekan. Choshev Nami Shmini. Choshev Nami Shmini. Choshev Nami Shmini. So just as an approach, what would you say? Yeah. So the problem is what? Apparently the problem the Rabbanon have is what? Is why? How could you start? The problem is, they hold that you need a reason for the Shemini to be you need a reason to be maschil the Shemini. In Bashvi, right? In other words, according to the Rabbanim, would you have to sit for an hour on the Shvi ever on the Shvi Erev Shabbos? Yeah, of course, right? So it's not really Shvi Kishmini in the full sense. Because you don't have to sit for an hour on Shemini.
Our seventh day on the calendar also has...
What? In other words, the Shvi will also be considered the Shemini. It'll be the close of the Shvi and the beginning of the Shemini. Just like Abba Shaul's Mixas Yom Kukula. Right?
You know what Abba Shaul's? Making the eighth day like the 7th.
See, Rashi never really says it exactly in those terms, right? Rashi just says... Modim chachamim laba shol dafagav de baushmona, even though they need 8 days. Bishachashmish lios bishabas of regal davi onus shemut lagalech ver regal shehu shvi. Rashi never gives an explanation of how it's working, right? He just says the facts. They're moda to these facts. They're moda, even though they normally require shmini, they're moda on shvi, erev regal you can shave. The Ritva tries to say that they're moda to Mixas Yom Kukula in that case. Because otherwise, conceptually, it's not... Otherwise, conceptually, it's very difficult. So you can just break your Shvi. Let's be clear about one thing here. There's nothing natural about this idea. Right? It's also, they had to make an adjustment over here. It's an adjustment. The only question is, we're just questioning, is there a limit to what they can do? Right? Is there a limit to what they can do? It would seem there should be a limit to what they can do.
Well, you see one of the limits is if there is.
In other words, so according to the Rabbanan, what do you say? You say normally Shvi'i ends when. Normally Shmini begins when. Normally Shmini begins at the end of Shvi'i. Right? Normally, in other words, Shmini and Shvi'i are closely related. Given?
Yes.
Right? Oh, a logician. So then what? So normally you'll say, when does Shmini start? At the end of Shvi'i. What'd they say here? They said, when does Shvi'i end? At the beginning of Shmini. But they can be mocked in the Shmini.
Why do you say
what?
Shmini starts at Shvi'i. No, it's normally they say like this. Why should today be Shmini? Right? Why should today be Shmini? The shear of Shvi'i is Shleimim.
No,
so,
is.
Huh?
No,
yeah, of course. Wait, no, I'm talking about Shvi'i. I'm talking about a regular day of Shvi'i. Wednesday. Right? Is Shvi'i. So Abba Shaul says that is its duration. Already, the morning, 1 hour in the morning, is its duration. That is the natural end of the Shvi'i. Notice, right? There's a natural end of Shvi'i, right? So they're arguing about the natural end of the Shvi'i, correct? So Abba Shaul says Shvi'i is naturally concludes with the minyan Shiva, and then Mamela Shmini is going to start, right? Mamela Shmini is going to start. Now. Just to go back to the other problem we're working on. Just because Shmini starts doesn't mean it's a Shmini of doesn't mean it's a minion of Shmini. Mm-hmm. And that shouldn't strike you as strange, because nighttime also is the day, but it's not all the minion. It's not a contradiction to say that the Yom starts, but it's not all the minion Yomim yet, right? It doesn't count as a minion Shmini. But the quality, the character of the next day has begun. Right? Just like at night, according to many Rishonim. The nighttime is not Ol Laminyan, but it's definitely the next day. Right? In terms of the Nihugim of Shmini, it's Ola. But in terms of a Minyan of Shmini, it's not Ola. But anyway, so normally the Abba Shaul holds that the Minyan of Shvi'i is what concludes the period of Shiva. So then Shmini is going to begin. Right? And the Rabbanan say what? That the normal conclusion of the Shiva is the duration of the Yom Shmini, Shvi'i. Right? So Shmini won't start until the Yom is complete. Right? But he's saying that what? But somehow they're saying over here that what? That. But since Shvi'i and Shmini are dependent on each other, right? Now, what I'm trying to say is like this. All the Rabbanan are saying is that the natural duration of the Shvi'i will go for the whole day. Right? And Shmini won't come in until naturally Shvi'i is over. There's nothing that brings in terms of ushering in Shvi'i, in terms of ushering in Shmini, the natural order of events is that at the end of Shvi'i, the Shmini is Mamela comes. But there's nothing impossible with saying that there's another mechanism that will bring in Shmini early. You understand?
It's not necessarily true.
It's the same thing. It's just a question. In other words, the Chum and the Abba Shaul are only arguing about the natural duration of Shvi'i. That's all they're arguing about. Right? So until Shvi'i is concluded, until there's a conclusion naturally, now the point I'm trying to make is like this. It's not impossible for Shmini to start on the Shvi'i. It's just as long as you have the natural shame, as long as the shame Shvi'i will extend, then there's no conclusion to it. And then Shemini won't arrive. They could be Makdim Shemini. They could be Makdim Shemini.
And when, at what point are they saying?
The point I'm trying to make is like this. In other words, you can't say they hold that they say Mixus Hayom Kukulu is not a possible way to count. That can't be the way to understand this, because then how could they? Then they're contradicting themselves, right? But they're saying in general, until there's a new character of the day, then the yom that you're on will continue. Now, the nighttime is the beginning of a new The reason why Shvi ends and Shemini starts at night is because that's a new zman of yom. It's a new character, right? Now, it's not that they're saying mixed yom kahul is impossible. But they're saying you need something. You need the new entity of Yom to be mafsik the old Yom that you're on, huh?
Yom gets labeled by something.
No, what I'm trying to say like this. Normally, they say you count the Yomim by the quality of the Yom. So on Yom Shmini and Yom Shvi in general. There's no qualitative change in the day from the first hour till Shkia. Right? So the Yom Shvi'i will continue until the end of that day. Right? But they say like this, that if there is a Shemini to follow and it's Shabbos, the Rabbanan can say, the Rabbanan can extend the quality of the next day early. They say this day now, they can say the rest of this day is really the rest of this day is really Mitzurif to the next day. In other words, the point I'm trying to make is they need another entity to be mafsik the yom. According to Abba Shaul, it's just the minion of the yom that's mafsik. It's just the minion of yom that ends the count of the shiva. But they hold you need a quality in the yom to change to be mafsik. Right? So the Rabbanan can say that the quality of the Rabbanan can be makel. And say this yom has the quality of Shemini. Huh? How? They have the right to do that.
Okay. Because it is Matura.
It is Matura.
So now they're saying it's important, and we're going to recognize that as the quality of Shemasi.
Right. They're saying that the qualities of Shemini will be. Now, there's a certain heterim. There's a certain quality of Shemini. And now we're going to be makdim those qualities here. So now there's an entity that's going to close off the Yom Shvi.
Why does the other quality mean the Shvi is over?
Because it's not over. Which quality?
Like when you count Shvi after the first hour.
Oh, because that they hold is that's the count by Minyan Ayamim. They don't hold it goes by Minyan Ayamim. They hold it goes by the quality in the day. And since there's no noise, the minion is over once you're nohag part of the day. Then I could say this niug was on the minion of Yom Shmini, Shvi, right? But if it's not the minion of the Yom, but they say that the duration of the niug goes for the duration of the quality of the day. So then naturally, there's no change in the quality of Shvi until Shkia. You understand? So the duration of the Niyag will go by the duration of that day. But if they're makdim and they're saying, no, this Yom now has qualities of Shmini as well, so then it will be Mafsik.
What do you mean by quality of Shmini?
Yeah.
Speak of it.
It's true. Erev of a Yom has a quality of a Yom. It's true. That's why Erev really is Yom. We'll translate it like this. In other words, you have to recognize let me just try to limit what I'm trying to do over here. I'm not trying to explain why this idea would leap to the front of your mind. And I'm not trying to give you a reason why you would come up with something like this. I'm just trying to explain why it's not a contradiction to hold in general you don't see Mixiom Kudo and here you do. Okay? And that is like this. That mix, if you don't hold from mixes of Yom Kukulo, then you hold that the day has to be completed in order for the niyug to end. Okay. Now normally, the Yom ends. Normally, the duration of the Yom goes by the sunrise and the sunset, or the sunsets, right? But over here, they have a right to say to be. They have a right to be maschil the next day in terms of nihugim. In a certain sense, they have a right to be marschil the next day early. Okay? So then, it's not really mixus yom kukulo. They're shortening the day. You understand? It's not really a mixus yom kukulo.
Yom kukulo would mean that because you were no hay, you can count it.
Right. Mixus yom kukulo, of course you know you can count it. Here they're saying, no, you need shiva shleimim. The only thing is we're saying shmini begins today. So if shmini begins today, then you had a full shvi already. You understand? If they can, normally there's no point in the middle of the seventh day, other than the astronomical phenomenon, to conclude it, and to say that to say the next day has started. There's no, you need to be mashlim. There has to be a mashlim of the day in order for your nihug to be completed. But they can create their own mashlim over here. They can say on this seventh, shki is not the mashlim. On this seventh, Shki is not the Mashlim, but the Mashlim is the Tziruf to the next day. So once the day starts, yeah, even before Chatzos, once the character of the day emerges, right, then what? Good question. Do you have to sit, though? Would they hold you have to sit? Just thinking about that.
After Guzai,
Guzai, would they have to sit on the seventh day?
In that.
No, so it seems they're holding that the covered or regal is the mashlim. So once you have to finish after your avelus. No, when do you have to sit? You have to sit in the morning? Because it has to be, it definitely has to count as a day of avelus. It's just mashlim. Apparently they're saying that the nihug of avelus itself is the mashlim. I don't have to think about that. But day is like a half day. Now, because of kavod regel, they're saying this is like a half day. They're saying this day exists like a half day. It's like a unit of a half day. Normally, there's no units of half days. Normally, there's only units of days. But because of Kavod HaRegel, they said this day has a din of like a half day. This day has a split. Since there's a quality of the Yom that's to follow, since it's Mitzurah to a Yom of Kavod HaRegel, since it is Mitzurah to a Yom of Kavod HaRegel, which is the Shmini that he has, it was even in their system there's a Yom of Kavod HaRegel that exists. So now they're going to say that this day will have the qualities of the next day too. So it's a split day. The next day will begin early. Next day begins early. Doesn't seem to me that there's a din of Kevin Shamdu HaMenachem according to the Shita. According to this, you wouldn't say Kevin Shamdu HaMenachem. You just say that he has a chiv to sit in part of the day, and then it ends. It will be over automatically. That's why Rashi says they're moda to the din. He doesn't really say they're moda that in this case you really hold from the idea of mixus yom kukulo. It's a different concept. It's just that they have yom shleim and they have a right to say though 1 hour is considered the full day. Why? Because there is another quality of yom that exists. There's the quality of the next day that's brought early. That's what I was trying to say before. That you have to have something to end the day. Normally the shkia will end the day. But they can say that you have a chiyuv of... They can say that you're... They can say that the nihugim of the next day will be mocking them. So now you're already involved in the activities of the next day. That itself is mashlam. Because even according to them, there's no din of a yom shalem that you need the time. Even according to them, they're not saying you need a yom shalem because you need a certain amount of time. They just hold that the yom is the substratum of the zman. So however long the yom goes for, the zman is going to go for. Not that they hold normally. See, that's the problem. If you're going to learn the chachamim of mixus that they don't hold from mixus yom kulo, to say that they hold shiva is by definition an experience of a sunset, right?
Wait, experience of a sunset or experience of 7 days?
7 days.
Like, 108 hours.
Well, nobody. You can't say that because everyone agrees the first day, you only need a minute on the first day. But I'm saying the conclusion of the time, the conclusion of the time is measured by that you need to be noheg. That's what I'm saying. You need the day as a. You need to be noheg in the day. Like that's part of the maisa of Avelis. I was going to say that they hold part of the maisa of Avelis is till sunset on the seventh day, then they can't let. Then it's not possible to say over here we're gonna. Then that would be changing the entire idea of Avelis on the last day, because it's because of covered regal. Then you might as well do it anytime it's covered regal. Anytime it's covered regal, right? They're not changing. No, that's the point I'm trying to make. Nobody holds, even the chachamim. It's not a machlokas abba shol and the chachamim. If you need the quality of a day in your niyug of the seventh day or not. Everybody agrees it's a melos, it's a count. It's a duration. And it has to be measured. The only thing is it measured by the minyan yamim or is it measured by the duration of the day? If it's measured by the duration of day, then duration of the day is just an artificial thing. It's still artificial. It's still extraneous to what Shiva really is. It's just a way to mark its expiration. So then they can redefine the shlemus of this day. You can say, this day is shalem in the morning. You understand? They're not tinkering with the... That's what I'm trying to say. They can tinker with the shear. They can tinker with they can adjust how you count a yom shalem. But they can't change the very nature of the maisa of Elis for kavod arayu. So that's why over here they would agree... they'd agree in the din that you can shave, but it would seem it's conceptually a little different. It's that they're going to say the shlemus of this day doesn't come from the sunset, but it comes from its quality of the next day.